And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Some good news, some bad news, and some really bad news tonight with James Willis. How are you, James?
Hi, Steve. Nice to talk to you again.
Sport is full of emotion. We'll get to the bad news about an AFL player who's had a recurrence of a melanoma scare. Let's start on rugby league, though. Newcastle Knights, there's no doubt they're struggling. There's been some numbers done on just how bad they're going. What's it show?
Yeah, the club is in real trouble, Steve. And just to give you an indication, they were smashed 62-0 by Cronulla on Sunday. In their last two matches, they've conceded 100 points and failed to score a single point in that time. One win, one draw, eight losses for the season. Their points differential is minus 253, which, what about this, for the opening 10 rounds of the competition, is the worst in 81 seasons of rugby league.
I wouldn't have thought anyone was keeping records back then.
Well, you know, the records go right back to the start of the competition, and Canterbury's first year in the comp in 1935, they had a worse for and against after their opening 10 rounds. So that's how far back this goes. The Knights are in big trouble. That team they fielded that was smashed by Cronulla had seven players 20 years or younger, all playing in their first season of first grade. So I do feel very sorry for the coach, Nathan Brown. I think he can coach. He had success overseas in England before coming back to Australia, but he's been dumped with a real mess that he's got to try and clean out. And at the same time, the club's owned by the NRL. The NRL's cleared off their debt, and they're now trying to sell it to a private owner. But at this stage, who'd want to buy them?
That is really bad news for them. And it's better that you have each of the regions competitive, because once you get, particularly with a place like Gold Coast, as we know, or a place like Newcastle, and the side's not playing well and actually getting belted, then the fans don't travel. And in fact, you're at home audience and numbers drop off as well. And that's the worst thing that you can have happen.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Steve, you just have to wonder, when you look at their roster, how they could possibly be spending as much as the other clubs are on their salary cap. Now, if the salary cap this season is $6.5 million for your top 25 players, some clubs you say, OK, well, yeah, they're spending that money easily. But you just have to wonder how Newcastle could possibly be spending that much in the one season. They just don't have the player talent there at the moment.
Now, in the AFL, Jared Ruffhead is a superstar with Hawthorn. He's played in all three of their premierships. They've won the last three. He's a giant forward. He filled the hole after Buddy Franklin left to come to Sydney. He had been diagnosed last year with a cancerous melanoma on his lip, and had that operated on. He's been struggling and been out with some injury for the last couple of weeks, but we find out today that there's been a recurrence of this melanoma cancer.
Yeah, not really sure what to make of all of this yet, but as you say, Jared Ruffhead missed a couple of matches last season in July after he had that melanoma cut out on his lip. He had a routine body scan over the last couple of days, which has discovered that the melanoma has reoccurred in some form. They've found cancerous, they've found signs of cancer on some other part of his body. So he'll now require more treatment, and that means indefinitely his AFL career is on hold. He hasn't played this season so far. He's been battling a knee problem that was due to come back in a week or so. But all of that is on hold now as he waits the results of a couple of scans and a couple of tests to come back in. And our thoughts are with him at this difficult time, because the suggestion is he could be, well, we don't know. It's all up in the air, but the AFL career is definitely on hold for the time being.
I saw the Hawthorn football manager, Chris Fagan, talking about how he went in for a full body scan last year, all clear. He went in just recently, and Fagan says that there were some shadows that showed up, and so this biopsy tomorrow hopefully will tell more, but let's just keep our fingers crossed. That doesn't sound good at all.
No, it doesn't. And for anyone that doesn't follow the AFL, this bloke, one of the all-round good blokes of the league, much loved, just a battler, no ego at all. He's originally from Gippsland, and much loved, a champion player, four premierships in total with the Hawthorn club. He's only 28 years of age, and our thoughts are with him during this difficult time. Let's hope those test results come back with some positive news.
The good news tonight is Jason Day. We talked briefly about his win in the USPGA tournament, the champion players championship tournament. He's won that two times now. He's closing in on nice little pot of earnings.
Yeah, he's on track to earn this year at least US$20 million.
Gee.
Now, if he does that, he would become the highest paid Australian athlete in the world. going ahead of Andrew Bogut, his fellow golfer Adam Scott. But his results...
Danny Ricciardo?
Yeah, Ricciardo, all of them. He's gone, and Greg Norman, even I mean, it's not to play anymore, but he's going to go above and beyond any of these people to earn $20 million US a year. And that comes off the back of his phenomenal run at the US PGA, where he's won 7 of the last 17 events he's taken part in, highlighted by the $2 million he won by winning the Players' Championship over the weekend. The other story in golf, Steve, I'm not sure if you saw this, but Tiger Woods was back on the course today at the Congressional County Club in Maryland to promote one of the tournaments he's taking part in. He was on the 10th hole, which is a par 3, and there's a large water hazard before the green. He took 3 shots from 90 metres from the pin. All 3 of them landed in the water. So
sounds like me playing. I think Tiger should just retire gracefully. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
James Willis.